This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show, Christy Blank, Clinical Director of the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
We are going to visit today. We visited several times since COVID started, and we're going to do, I guess, what we would call sort of an update on what's going on with COVID and COVID vaccinations and testing and so forth. And first off, let's just sort of talk about what's going on right now. We sort of hit the peak of COVID, I guess you could say, a couple months ago, and now we're starting to hear a little bit of an uptick in numbers as far as more COVID cases again. And there's information out about a variant called Delta that goes with COVID right now. And I thought we'd start off the conversation with that. Delta, more in the news now, apparently getting a little more prevalent in parts of the country in Illinois. And could you talk a little bit about Delta, sort of what is it? Have we seen it in Macoupin, or is it nearby, or where do we stand with Delta?
So, Rick, right now what we're doing is whenever we have any cases that are coming in that are breakthrough cases, so someone that is fully vaccinated who's testing positive, we are sending those tests through the state of Illinois lab, and they're sending them off for sequencing to test for that variant. Unfortunately, the state is very backed up, and it's taking about 5 weeks or so for them to get the results back. So we've seen a little surge in cases over the last couple weeks here across Macoupin County, and we're still waiting, unfortunately, to have confirmation on whether or not any of those breakthrough cases are related to the Delta variant itself. So right now we're focusing more on wanting individuals to remember to mask and use social distancing and hand washing and all of those good things that we've been consistent about throughout the COVID pandemic to try to limit the spread of it. So right now we have no confirmation, just kind of we suspect that it's here, but hopefully within the next couple weeks the state will have our results back to confirm whether or not these breakthrough cases are related to the Delta variant.
What actually is the difference between Delta and, I guess you would say, regular COVID?
So this is a different strain. So just like the influenza, the COVID virus has had the opportunity to mutate and become a little more vicious, I guess you could say. So this variant itself has been proven to work against the vaccine and cause some more difficult issues in patients than the regular or the initial, I shouldn't say regular, the initial COVID virus strain that was out. So this one is tending to be a little bit more difficult for people to get over. We're seeing more hospitalizations, we're seeing higher fevers, we're seeing more symptoms, and it's not just in patients that were of elderly age or at-risk ages or at-risk health conditions. It's people kind of broad over all age groups.
Now, we have seen about 40% of Macoupin County, I guess you would say, fully vaccinated, have got their vaccine. But how does that figure in with, say, state numbers? Are we about where the state is? Are we running a little behind? Or how are vaccinations going for Macoupin?
So as far as Macoupin County, we are running about almost 40% fully vaccinated. That is less than what the state average is. We were hoping to get to 60, 65% across the county. We're not there yet. The vaccine availability is there, but the individuals within the county are choosing not to be vaccinated.
Now, you have made some changes to how vaccinations are going. It used to be you had, I guess you would call it, mass vaccination times, and people would register for it. But now things seem to be almost on a daily basis with some new schedules you have through the health department. Maybe you could touch on the times and when and so forth.
Sure. So what our goal is to try to make the vaccine available to anybody who is eligible as often as we can. So what we did is at our Maple Street Clinic located at 109 East Maple in Gillespie, we opened up walk-in vaccine clinic from 8 in the morning until 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So no appointment necessary. They can walk into the clinic. They need a photo ID and a mask when they come in, and we'll give them the registration form and go ahead and screen them. As long as they're eligible, we'll give them the vaccine right there. We also have a second clinic located in the northern part of the county, which is our Morgan Street address. It's 1115 Morgan in Carlinville. They have walk-in vaccine clinic as well, 8:30 in the morning till 4 p.m. in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Same process there.
And that is, again, probably a little easier for everyone. Also, another change noted for the health department is testing. The testing has new hours and a little bit of different guidelines, and maybe you'd like to touch on that as well.
So testing, we are offering, we went back to Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So we are doing that car side here at the Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie, the 109 East Maple Street address. We do encourage you still to go online and pre-register for testing, because it is a little bit longer of a registration form for you to fill out. However, it's not necessary. When you arrive on site, there's designated parking spots within the parking lot that have numbers noted. So it on the sign, it instructs you to call our COVID command center, the 217-313-5078 number on arrival. Let us know that you're there, and then we'll come outside to you to go ahead and collect that sample.
And as we come to the end of the show, I thought I'd ask you maybe for the, quote, highlights of, we hear a lot about, if you're vaccinated, you can do this and you can do that, and if you're not vaccinated, you got to do this and you got to do that. Could you just maybe hit some of the highlights of, say, you've had your vaccine versus those who haven't, sort of what the protocol is for when going out or things like that?
Fully vaccinated individuals, the mask mandate has been removed, except in some areas where it's still required, such as your public transportation, any federal or local areas that have laws around the mask wearing, you still need to abide by that. Individuals that are not fully vaccinated and age 2 and older should still be wearing a mask at this point in indoor public places. We still want to reiterate the numbers are increasing, so we encourage people to do their part in social distancing and in washing, hand washing, and if they're in big settings indoors, still wearing their mask.
Christy, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County today.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.